From the KBIA newsroom, I'm Beatrice Castellima. The Columbia City Council welcomed a new face last night. Newly elected Councilmember Matt Pitzer was sworn into the 5th Ward seat at last night's meeting. Pitzer replaced former Councilmember Laura Nowser, who served for 10 years. Nowser decided not to run for re-election, and Pitzer defeated Art Jago in the April 4th municipal election. The council also swore in re-elected 1st Ward Councilmember Clyde Ruffin for his first full term after he first gained the seat in a 2015 special election. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments tomorrow in a religious freedom case that started on a Columbia church playground. The Columbia Missourian reports that the case began when the church applied for a state grant to resurface its preschool's playground with rubberized material to make it safer. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources rejected the church's application because of its status as a religious organization. The state contacted a religious freedom organization, which filed a lawsuit on the church's behalf. State officials previously cited a state constitution amendment that prohibits the use of state money by religious entities, and Governor Eric Greitens modified state policy last week to allow religious organizations to receive DNR grant money. According to a recently released ranking, Boone County has higher numbers than the state average when it comes to alcohol consumption and sexually transmitted diseases. The Columbia Missourian reports that the county's health rankings by the Robert and Wood Johnson Foundation use the chlamydia rate as a gauge. The state average is 462.9 cases per 100,000 people, while Boone County's rate is 650.6. The county's high rate could be partially because of its high percentage of young people between the ages of 15 and 24. That age group makes up 23.4% of Boone County's population. A bill that would expand student journalists' freedom awaits debate in the Missouri Senate. The bill passed out of the House in March. Last year, a similar bill made it out of the House, but stalled in the Senate. The Kansas City Star reports that the current law, which was established by a landmark case in Missouri that made it to the Supreme Court, allows administrators to censor anything they consider sensitive material. The new law would restrict censorship of student work to stories that are libelous, invade privacy, violate law, or incite clear and present danger. Sandy Davidson, a law professor of communications law at the University of Missouri, says the bill creates some breathing space for high school and collegiate journalists to report important stories. Kansas adopted similar protections for student journalists in 1992, and if passed, Missouri would be the 11th state with such legislation. Beatrice Castellima, KBIA News, Columbia.